Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. The traveller community in Ireland is experiencing a mental health crisis. Figures show the travellers experience 6 times higher suicide rate, accounting for approximately 11% of all traveller deaths. I mean, the figures are quite staggering, to be honest with you. Now, on the line now is traveller and senator Eileen Flynn. Eileen, good morning.
Hi, Jennifer. How is things? Thanks very much for having me on your show.
It's great to have you. I mean, a suicide rate that is 6 times higher. I mean, that is a shocking statistic, isn't it?
Yes. Traveller men are 6 times more likely, or 7 times more likely to die by suicide. Mm. And traveller women are 6 times more likely to die by suicide than people within the general population. 1 in 11 deaths within our community is caused by suicide, sadly, and unfortunately there's no dramatic action. Mm. And it's not recognised as a crisis. If this was in the general population, it would be seen as a health crisis, as a mental health crisis actually, but because it's just travellers, I don't believe that it's been taken as serious by the government and by authorities than what it would be if it was the general population.
Can we talk about the reasons why, Eileen, for a second? I mean, you grew up on a halting site and have seen why the numbers are so high at first hand. Can we chat through why this figure is so high?
Firstly, I would say nobody knows what's going on in a person's head.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's really important. And I think that we have to be very realistic. Some of the issues that's in the general population obviously happen within the traveller community as well. So if you look at the increase of addiction, which is an increase in all of communities across mm-hmm. Ireland now. So we have addiction also as well. You're born into a community that experience multi levels of discrimination and racism on a daily basis, you know. And my own experience, I know that can have a negative impact on your self-esteem and, you know, not feeling good enough as an individual. You know, experience hatred, experience, like, all you have to do is turn on social media and you'll see the level of hate that's there for the traveller community. And even going to school, being in the local shops, you know, and a lot of times it's not even about anybody saying anything to you, but you can feel it, you know, there's mm-hmm. direct discrimination and indirect discrimination. And when you go into a shop and you have security or you have a shop assistant following you around, that's nasty to be feeling. And it's nasty to feel less in a shop, like you're in there, you have your money. And me, myself, I've often been followed around shops, you know, along with members of my family. And it's a horrible experience.
In your experience, is there a stigma about revealing you are struggling with your mental health within the traveller community? Because we know from all the talks and we've had around mental health in recent times that talking is the first step. But is that a problem in the travelling community, would you say?
Well, I'm all about women's rights and speaking out and stuff. I will say it's extremely tough and all men, I think, to talk out under mental health. And I'm not a man, so I can't speak in that behalf. But I do know it's very, very tough for traveller men to express their feelings. And there's many barriers to seek help, especially if you're a member of the traveller community. When you're trying to get access to some of these services, it's very difficult. And also you have to remember that you're labelled. Like, after I had my daughter, Billy, I went through postnatal depression and I chose not to say it in the hospital because I was afraid that my child would be took off me because I was a traveller woman, mm-hmm. you know. And I think there's all those fears that come with speaking out about mental health, especially if you're a parent, let that be a mother or a father. You're thinking of, what if my kids get took off me? What if I'm labelled as somebody who's
unfit?
Yeah. And these are all really big worries for members of the traveller community, just like any other community. But what people don't realise and what people seem to not understand. And if I could get this through to your listeners today, it's really about meeting individuals where they're at. You know, I think it's very wrong to judge a whole community and actions, our negative actions, by very few people. And like, we all have to bear the brunt of a bad action by one individual, and it's just really unfair, because we have young children that's grown up now in today's Ireland, and we want our children to have a life that we didn't have, and to have a more equal opportunity to be successful in the world. You know, like, we don't even see within the traveller community. Like, I was taught my whole life that I'm never going to be anything. People before me was told their whole life they're never going to be anything, because we don't see travellers visit in restaurants, in coffee shops, working. If you want to work as a member of the traveller community, unfortunately, in most cases, you have to hide your identity. You know, so even like, could you imagine hiding who you are every single day, and people around you probably using very, very negative terms, like, say, for example, knackers, or and referring to the traveller community, and you dare as a member of the traveller community,
yeah,
but yet you can't speak up because that's your job, that's your livelihood, you know.
Can I ask you, Eileen, as a senator, do you think you can make an impact from the inside?
Yes, I think I can. For me personally, I feel that I am held to account for 40,000 travellers in Ireland, and also for the settled community too. And for me, Jennifer, in my heart, it is equality that I'm looking for members of the traveller community especially, but also people from other ethnic minority groups, because I don't believe we can look for equality for one community of people and not want it for another community. I believe equality is not a one-way street. I believe if you believe in equality, well, then it's about looking for that for everybody, you know. And I think me getting the seat, if I sat in my bum for the next 4 years and next 3 years and did nothing, it was getting the seat was made to history. And that itself is the change. I am working really hard on educational issues, trying to meet with the Minister of Education to bring education and history and cultural education into our education system, so that people can understand traveller way of life, and that young travellers in the classroom will feel a part of belonging, because our history is being
totally
teached within the education system. And then again, I'm working on hate crime legislation, and there's something that we very rarely speak about, is class inequalities. You know, and being discriminated against because your economic background.
Mm.
So I'm exploring all that at present as well. And then I've been doing a bit of work around the mother and baby homes, along with the ECG, the Civil Engagement Group. And there's things that emerge quite often, and you're working on those legislations, those policies, but you're also then trying to do work in the background and the stuff that you're really passionate about. And for me, that's bringing in a good hate crime legislation in Ireland. And I love the fact that it's something that can work for everybody, not just one community.
You have a huge job on your hands.
Yeah.
You have a huge job.
A lot of people probably think, like, when I was about 25, I remember being on placement in the MRCI and saying to one of the workers, your politicians do nothing all day, only sit around and drink coffee. And that is one statement that I will take back. You know, a lot of politicians are in it for the right reasons,
yeah,
and do work very, very hard. And when I say a lot, like, I mean the likes of Senator Lynn Yuan and Francis Black and good people that's in their office for the good reasons, you know. But I also believe that we need more diversity within their office as a whole.
Absolutely.
We need more, like, you know, like, it would give me no greater pleasure than to see a person in the house of their office, a Black person, a person who is a wheelchair user, a person who, like, you know, we may be from different communities and we may have different barriers within our life, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have a voice in the house of their office, because if we try and the English news, the American news. You know, we see diversity within Parliament, but we don't see it in Ireland, funny enough.
It's where we should be going, and it's down to people like you who are making that change. Senator Eileen Flynn, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I wish you the very best of luck.
Jennifer, it's been a pleasure being on your show. Thank you so, so much.
Thanks, Eileen. Chat to you soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye, love. Bye. There we go. Senator Eileen Flynn, what a phenomenal woman. And if you're listening, I would just like to mention, if you are struggling, if you need to talk, Pieta House is available to you, 1-800-247-247, or Exchange House Ireland National Traveller Service, 01-872-1094. I want to thank Senator Eileen Flynn again for coming on the show. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.